Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
You're listening to KNKX, and the 4th of July has come and gone, and maybe summer in general just kind of snuck up on you. In this encore presentation of Going Places, KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley tells 88.5's Ed Ronco that there are still plenty of options for last-minute summer getaways.
So it's a holiday weekend, maybe you have an extra day off of work, or maybe you just want to pick some time this summer and get out of town for a little while, but you haven't really considered it, you haven't made reservations. What are some good last-minute options that are in the area for people to go and visit this summer?
So I made a call today to the Washington State Parks Department, and I spoke to a nice woman there, and she said, yes, looking around at places like Lake Chelan in eastern Washington, Sun Lakes in eastern Washington, Mount Rainier, camping up there, perhaps the North Cascades, Ross Lake, that's always a nice place. I've done that several summers. Camping spaces are still available, but you'll need to be flexible. You have to basically make a little list of three places you'd like to go the weekend that you have, and then call the Parks Department to see their space, and you can do all this online.
Yeah, and that's at parks.state.wa.us.
Yeah, and then if you don't want to camp, you might want to take a look at like Kayak or Expedia to see if there's any hotel rooms available. I did that, and I have to say, Ed, they're almost all sold out everywhere I checked. So then I went to Airbnb. And Airbnb still seems like there's still some great options there. So you might want to check out Airbnb and check out the campgrounds.
All right. So have a handful of options for destinations, have a handful of options for dates, and you'll end up with some combination thereof.
That's right. And sometimes you might have to do something like camp for 3 nights and then Airbnb it for 2. And I've done that combination. It's great because after camping for 3 nights and not having a shower or a really great meal, I am so ready at that point. My wife is super ready to check yourself into a decent little hotel or a boutique operation of some sort.
Why do you think we wait until the last minute to plan our vacations?
Ed, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that out. And every year I swear that I won't do this again. I spoke to the Parks Department and they told me that they will allow reservations as far out as 9 months ahead. So what's happening is those people that are organized, they know that every year they want to go to the Olympic Peninsula on this date. Their whole family packs up and 9 months out, they'll be the first ones checking in. So if you're waiting till, you know, even 2 or 3 months out, the chances are a lot of those campgrounds, a lot of those sweet places are already being booked up.
Any tricks to maybe put yourself on a waiting list or line up for a cancellation?
Well, cancellations typically happen about 48 to 72 hours out. So if you're really flexible and you have this wide open schedule, what you can do is keep calling your favorite places, especially 2 or 3 days out. And a lot of cancellations happen just the day of. So you can even call that day if you're out on the Olympic Peninsula to see there's a room, let's say at Lake Quinault Lodge or something like that. But, you know, it's the name of the game is just being super flexible. There's also great little getaways in Langley, Washington, up on Whidbey Island. I mean, Whidbey Island is a fantastic place. There's little places nearby on Vashon, in Paulsbow, on Bainbridge. So if you only have a short amount of time, you might want to consider even, you know, catching the Argosy cruise over to Blake Island and just camping out for a few nights. But the key is, get away, you deserve it.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
All right.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. You can find more episodes of Going Places on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.